I would look at it the other way around. So we, for since the Great Recession, okay, which is now 8 years old, we've been growing at 1.5 to 2% in spite of stupidity and political gridlock. Because the American business sector is powerful and strong and is going to grow regardless when people wake up in the morning. They want to feed their kids. They want to buy a home. They want to do things. The same with American businesses. What I'm saying is that it would be much stronger growth had we made intelligent decisions and were there not gridlock. And thank you for pointing it out, because I'm going to be a broken record until this gets done. We are unable to build bridges. We're unable to build airports. Our inner-city school kids are not graduating. You know, I was just in France. I was recently in Argentina. I was in Israel. I was in Ireland. We met with the Prime Minister of India and China. It's amazing to me that every single one of those countries understands that practical policies that promote business and growth is good for the average citizens of those countries, for jobs and wages, and that somehow this great American free enterprise system, we no longer get it. And so, you know, my view is that, and, you know, corporate taxation is critical to that, by the way. We've been driving capital and brains overseas, which is why there's $2 trillion sitting overseas benefiting, you know, all these other countries and stuff like that. So if we don't get our, you know, if we don't get our act together, we can still grow. You know, it's just, it's unfortunate, but it's hurting us. You know, it's hurting the body politic. It's hurting the average American that we don't have these right policies. And so, no, in spite of gridlock, we'll grow. We can grow 1.5 or 2%. I don't buy the argument that, you know, that we're relegated to this forever. We're not. And if, you know, if this administration can make breakthroughs in taxes and infrastructure, regulatory reform, you know, we have become the most one of the most bureaucratic, confusing, litigious societies on the planet. It's almost an embarrassment being an American citizen traveling around the world and listening to the stupid shit we have to deal with in this country. And, you know, at one point, we all have to get our act together or we won't do what we're supposed to do for the average Americans. And unfortunately, people write about the thing like it's for corporations. It's not for corporations. Competitive taxes are important for business and business growth, which is important for jobs and wage growth. And, you know, honestly, we should be ringing that alarm bell, every single one of you, every time you talk to a client.